I tell you what, Audrey, it's been way too long since we've had this guy stop by the show. I know.
This has been great.
4 or 5 years, maybe?
Yeah, it's been a little while.
Greg Petro. I can't wait to catch up with you.
Hey, guys.
Nice to see you again. Greg Petro.
This is great.
Yeah. So glad you're stopping out. From First Insight. Mm-hmm. You guys are rocking and rolling these days.
You were doing work in this space, I remember, before anyone was really thinking about it. So tell everyone what you're up to right now.
Yeah, you know, it's been, I was just thinking about that on the way here. It's been a little over 11 years when we founded the company, right? And been working on it for, I think, a couple of years prior to that. So it's been a long time.
Big chunk of your life right there to get this thing up and going. So tell the listeners, just the basic elevator pitch of what First Insight's all about.
Sure.
And the problems that you solve for retailers.
Well, you know, we founded the space 11 years ago about the idea of using predictive analytics in retail. And
what were you thinking
back
then? Machine learning, crazy. Predictive analytics?
I know, but you came out of retail, right?
We did. I did, yeah. Mm-hmm. And we took that and our background about supply chain management and understanding what people, how to forecast products and demand, and married the two together and came up with a great idea around the concept of forecasting products with no history and how can we help retailers and brands figure it out.
Exactly.
But what it's led to is we're now, I think, and have been told we're the world's largest listening and understanding platform, right?
Listening and understanding platform. I've never heard of that guy from South Oakland.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. A local native, right?
Really
shaking
local.
Shaking it up.
Sure.
Shaking it up.
Trying to revolutionize the retail industry.
So talk about now. Okay. Yep. So talk about who your clients are, if you can say who they are,
sure.
Or you can talk about what problems you really have solved.
Yeah, so a lot's changed since we last spoke, I think. And we were here. Our company has grown pretty significantly. We actually are proud to be headquartered here in Pittsburgh up in Warrendale.
Yes, sir.
And we have a wholly owned subsidiary in the UK in London and one in India in Chennai.
Yeah.
So we're in 30 countries.
30 countries. 30 That's
countries,
so amazing. I love hearing that.
Really?
Yeah.
So global company.
Did you ever think that you were going to leave South Oakland and go to 30 countries?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I think, you know, we've been able to be fortunate enough to build a great team. The technology is fantastic and has continued to expand itself and grow in many ways from an innovative perspective. And I think that, fortunately, the industry really is in a need. So consequently, the market has grown substantially for us. And right now we're only focused on North America and Europe, just getting our feet wet in the Asia Pacific rim, right? And so we'll see where it goes. I think this is a truly global problem, and understanding what consumers want is, you know, very valuable.
I mean, that's what makes success or not at the end of the day. And retail's been shaken up
so severely. Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm thinking. Like, you've got the Amazon, you've got the Walmarts, everyone's gobbling
sure.
up brick and mortar. What do you predict?
Yeah, so, you know, I've written for Forbes now for, I guess, a little over four, maybe five years around the investment side of the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I've spoken about quite a bit is the idea that the industry is sort of the Charles Dickens tale, the best of times and worst of times. It depends on what side of the coin that you're
right.
on.
Mm-hmm.
But
exactly.
The reality is the overall industry is good, right? So it's growing year over year and has been for some time. That concept of a retail apocalypse is pretty rare.
Mm-hmm.
As I've said in some presentations recently in New York, you don't walk around and see a bunch of naked people. People are still buying clothing.
People still buying jeans and shirts and belts and socks and shoes.
And at the same time,
I like the analogy.
Yeah,
it's a very literal way of making your point.
But the reality is that they are shifting their behaviors in many different ways, and some companies are pivoting well enough, and others aren't, and some are attacking the problem very aggressively, and consequently, there are clear definition of winners and losers. And you're seeing that in store
right.
closings.
Right, we're seeing that, right?
So,
and we're seeing the kind of aggregation,
mm-hmm.
you know, even Walmart going out and buying companies and then putting brick and mortar up.
Right.
Which is really like Bonobos.
Yeah, Jet, and the fact that
and
they bought Jet.
Right.
So to compete from the online business side. But, you know, this is a business that's been cyclical. Before there was Amazon and before there was Walmart, there was Sears, right? And we're
right.
seeing
and
how
Kmart,
that.
Kmart, right.
And Montgomery Ward, right? So
well,
you can go
forgot
back.
Forgot about that company.
Wow, right. Yeah, Hill's yeah. Department Store here in Pittsburgh.
Oh, really? I never heard of that. Okay.
Wasn't there a Gold Circle? So.
A Gold Circle.
Yeah, yeah. A Gold Circle.
I remember
yeah.
a Gold Circle.
See. So, you know, the industry goes through these transformations, but the essence is the companies that have been able to succeed are the ones that evolve with the consumer.
Right.
Right? And so I think that's the fundamental challenge. The one thing that's very interesting that's changed dramatically is the advent of the mobile device that really has become ubiquitous. The smartphone.
So, like, right? I can buy stuff, right?
And
off
they
of.
Can research it. They can find
mm-hmm.
it.
Right.
And they can be social about it. So no longer are they looking to experts at trends. It's very analogous to the music industry, very analogous to the investment, where it went from centralized decision-making to very dispersed.
Right.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking to Greg Petro from First Insight up there in Warrendale. Thanks for coming down here to hang out with us tonight.
A global company.
Yeah.
You're in 30 different countries, right?
Amazing.
That's really amazing. And some of your customers are
Of our customers are, you know, we have the largest bridal, and David's Bridal has been our customer for a long time. Dick's Sporting Goods, Old Navy and The Gap.
Wow.
Let's see. Most recently, Vineyard Vines, Lilly Pulitzer. Gosh.
That's a lot of retail.
Route 21.
You just
Route 21,
signed Route 21.
Right up the street.
I saw the
exactly.
press release on that a few
yep.
weeks ago.
Yep.
So you're doing business here and everywhere
Are
else.
You looking to hire?
We are. We have been growing, you know, locally and then nationally and internationally. So our company has grown pretty significantly over the last several years. We've doubled our engineering here in Pittsburgh and abroad as well. So we're always looking for great folks and talent in and around the sales, account management, and engineering side.
Mm-hmm.
And we're excited because when we thought about setting this up, you know, more than a decade ago, I think there were a lot of questions about whether Pittsburgh was ready for a
yeah.
great software company. And, boy, time has changed quite dramatically, right?
Kind of how many people are working in Pittsburgh now?
You know, that's hard to say right off the top. As I think about it, it's more than, I want to say, 60 here in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
That's a chunk of people right there.
Yeah, it's pretty significant.
That's great. What's on the horizon? What are we going to hear from you in a year?
What's next?
Yeah, so, well, we launched recently a solution called Elasticast, which was, you know, a funny name, kind of
yeah.
interesting name. But
Elasticast,
it's really
say that 10 times fast.
Yeah, exactly. Like The Incredibles almost, right?
Exactly, exactly.
It's about forecasting price elasticity without history. So
everyone wants.
That's what
yeah,
they want,
so they
want
to understand where and how consumers are going to respond to products at what price. But really, I think as the future moves forward, you know, it's marrying the data that we provide foundationally to companies with the continued advent of AI. Augmented reality. And so as you can envision, the idea of utilizing IoT devices and phones like your, you know, smartphone, the visual capability of that in an augmented reality and then predictive analytics. And I often said this years ago.
So cool.
It was great in Hollywood when they made the movie Minority Report. Some good, some bad things about that. But the idea was that you could have information rendered to you in a way that you wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And make it actionable and accessible.
Right.
Yeah.
And allow the access to that type of information. I think that's our, you know, blue sky.
Right.
Shoot for the moon.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it'll be one step, incremental step at a time.
Yeah. So this summer, right around the corner, is the Vintage Grand Prix, staple of Pittsburgh.
Let's just jump right into that.
I'm just jumping right into it. It's one of my favorite things about Pittsburgh. Every summer, I got to take a car up and hang out and watch great cars go by. And so you're a racer, man.
I am.
I think that's very exciting. And you told us, we're on air, that you have a Turner.
Yeah.
It's not a mark that you hear about very often.
It isn't. It's pretty unique, right? It's a handmade car in the UK. 63 Turner, and it'll be fun. It'll be interesting. We're inviting our our family, our friends, all of our employees, our customers. And the idea and concept that, you know, it's a great event that mm-hmm. goes to a good cause, autism, and you know, one of the fastest growing disorders in our country and I think globally. And we're proud to be a part of that and help support it.
And they're going to come watch you race.
Fun. So, yeah. You got to look for the first Insight exactly. car, first logo.
Look for the Turner.
Kind of yeah.
yeah.
One last question. We've got to wrap it up. And I sure. hate it because I've run out of time too fast. So, like, what parallels, like, the skills of racing and the strategy behind racing a car, an old vintage car, to like growing a business?
Yeah, you know,
like
that's
First Insight.
It's a great question, Joe.
Can you rev match you First know. Insight if you want to?
Yeah, you can do the heel toe.
Heel toe it.
I think the best analogy or best learning out of racing, when I was getting my instruction and my racing license, was my instructor said, you have a very wide view, right? And that's often spoken about, but the reality and the challenges are to be able to look around the corner and be able to see your perspective has got to be very, very broad.
Yeah.
It's difficult to do when you're focused on a goal.
Exactly.
So
interesting. Wow, that's some good
keep
stuff.
Keep it wide
man.
And narrow.
Yeah,
interesting.
Well, you got to look at, you know, find the goal and then focus on it. Maybe.
Right.
You see one apex here, but
so
set
great.
Up for the other apex
that's
around the
right.
other corner. So,
right around the corner.
Very cool. So, quick website for First Insight.
Yeah, www.firstinsightoneword.com.
Just that simple. Greg that's Petro simple. From South Oakland, making Pittsburgh proud.
Thank you.
We're
very
proud of you.
Cool stuff,
thank you very
man.
Much.
Anyhow, another Tech Vibe Radio under our belt, Audrey. That's why we love doing the show. We hang out with guys
so
like,
cool.
like Greg Petro over here, man. So, every single Friday night, bringing you the best of what's making Pittsburgh tick. That's for sure. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
Learn more about the Pittsburgh Technology Council by going to pghtech.org. Follow us on Twitter @pghtech. After all that, have a great weekend.